5 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity will be scrutinized today by the nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over whether Trump can be prosecuted in his federal election interference case stemming from the January 6th riot. Trump argues he has absolute immunity over criminal prosecution for any official acts as president. The Supreme Court's decision could have implications on some of Trump's other cases as well.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Longtime Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey died Wednesday after a heart attack that had left him hospitalized. Payne was 65. Democrats in his district will name a replacement to run for the seat in November. Her relatives say 74-year-old Ann Mayers, charged in an armed robbery at a credit union in southwest Ohio last week, is the victim of an online scam and may have been trying to solve her financial problems. This is ABC News. Taking effect in 6 months, new rules for airlines.
Full cash refund if a flight is canceled or if it's delayed over 3 hours on a domestic flight, not just a flight credit like some airlines like to do. And if you pay bag fees and the airline doesn't deliver the bags within 12 hours, they're going to have to give you your bag fees back. If you pay for onboard internet and it doesn't work, they're going to have to refund you. If you pay for, say, first class and get downgraded, they're going to be forced to return that money.
ABC's Alex Stone, an industry group, says this will only confuse customers. Retirement? That's something mom and dad did.
About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income.
ABC's Daria Albinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. William Contreras had three hits, and the Brewers used one big inning to edge the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2 last night. The Brewers took advantage of a sloppy second inning by the Pirates to turn an error, two walks, and two hit batters, and an RBI single by Contreras into three runs. Sal Frelick had two hits for Milwaukee in the win. The Cubs were winners against Houston 4-3. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis 5-1 over Arizona. The Mets 8, San Francisco 2. Dodgers 11, Washington 2. Cincinnati 7-4 over Philadelphia. Atlanta beat Miami 4-3. San Diego 5, Colorado 2. In the American League, Baltimore 6-5 over the Angels. Boston 8, Cleveland nothing. Tampa Bay 7-5 over Detroit. Yankees 7, Oakland 3. Minnesota 6-3 over the White Sox. Kansas City 3, Toronto 2. Texas 5-1 over Seattle. From the NBA playoffs, Miami 111, Boston 101. Oklahoma City over New Orleans 124-92. And from the NHL playoffs, Boston 4-2 over Toronto, Vegas 3, Dallas 1, Los Angeles 5-4 over Edmonton as well.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 62, partly cloudy and quiet. Southeast winds around 10. Increasing clouds, turning a bit breezy tonight. A low of 39. Friday, cloudy with blustery winds. Rain likely by late morning. Scattered thunderstorms as well. A high of 60. Scattered thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday, 75 with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. In Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 40, we are down from that to our current reading, the overnight low, 35 degrees. Time to hit the road today. WRCO-FM 100.9, wishing you the best as you get along your merry way on a Thursday, April 25th.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's a coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley, that's how you hit the road right there. Willie Nelson into Dave Dudley, some good road songs this morning. Hopefully you didn't get pulled over on that one. I have a tendency to do that when it's a song I like. All of a sudden, wait a minute. Slow down, mighty Pontiac vibe, you know. Anyway, good to have you along. Phil Nee with you today. We spent a little time whining and dining June last night. I didn't do too much whining. But anyway, and got to hold some grandbabies last night. Got to meet my new grandson. So that was pretty cool. Morning comes quite early, though, doesn't it? Oh, boy. Yeah, here we are. Thursday, going to have to get some of Henry's coffee going this morning and feed it intravenously. This is Ward Davis on WRCO-FM 100.9.
Well, I took my first steps in that house on Bowser Road. I fell flat on my face, but got back up, so I'm told. And there's a thousand houses like it, filled with stumbling little kids. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. I used to cruise these streets in Daddy's truck on Friday nights. And in that feed store parking lot, where I got in my first fight. And it's where we said I'm sorry. To this day he's still my friend. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. Everything I know I learned between these county lines. How to win, how to lose, and how all you try. It don't look like much, but it's home to me. It's where I wanna die. Amy came along, stole my heart and broke it fast. I thought I'd find the cure in the bottom of a glass. Out on Highway 60, found out whiskey and gasoline don't mix. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. How to win, how to lose, and how all you can do is try. It don't look like much, but it's home to me. It's where I wanna die. Mount Pleasant Second Baptist, it's where we wear our Sunday best. Where both my girls were baptized, where granddad's laid to rest. Yeah, everything I love's within a half a mile of this. It ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live.
Ward Davis and Where I Learned to Live on WRCO, reminding you today that Lone Rock Village Rummage Sale and Library Book Sale will be held Friday and Saturday. That's always exciting. I love the rummage sale season. It gives me a chance to get out and try to find some stuff that June's taken to the thrift store, you know, so kind of replenish. Anyway, but no, I do. I like to get out and find a few bargains, maybe a book or two, or say, maybe a record too. And a reminder, looking ahead toward tomorrow, the Richland Center's city clerk's office will be closed on Friday.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCC locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
News, weather, and sports comes up today at 11:30 right here on the radio. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock as we move and groove with a tune from Carrie Underwood.
Suppose I said I wanna come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together, or would you simply laugh at me? Yeah.
RCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. And though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own, and I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. One night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
David Ball and Riding with Private Malone, a good story song for you today here on the radio. WRCO reminding you, Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 18th. The 5K and 10K will feature a quarter-mile kids run and one-mile run walk. Registration includes a swag bag and T-shirt for everyone. There will also be a firefighters challenge. Firefighter teams taking part will have three or more firefighters from the same department. Each team, regardless of size, pays a $100 registration fee. However, firefighter teams must wear their turnout gear. That's an added challenge there. Coat and pants are required. Helmet and air tank are optional. Team members must finish together. Medals will be given to each firefighter that is identified before April 25th and takes part in the one-mile race. Registration is taking place online for the Race for Grace at walkwithgrace.com. But again, today the deadline for the firefighters team to be identified as well. So get that taken care of and then be a part of the fun coming up on May 18th. WRCO will be there that morning as well. Coming up, news, weather, and sports. A check of some schedules as well on the high school scene. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty favorable for any outdoor activities today, but one day at a time. As the song says, tomorrow doesn't sound all that favorable for anything outdoors, but we'll wait and see, right?
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast today, partly cloudy and quiet, with a high of 62 degrees expected, southeast winds around 10. Tonight, increasingly cloudy and turning a bit breezy, a low of 39. And Friday, cloudy with blustery winds, rain likely by late morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday, and a high of 60. Right now, it is 35 degrees.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Concerns that Israel's actions in Gaza are hurting Joe Biden in Wisconsin. That from 2nd District Congressman Democrat Mark Pocan, who noted that Biden beat Donald Trump in purple Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes in 2020. In Madison on Wednesday, Pocan said the campaign has work to do in Wisconsin between now and November. Pocan said prohibiting offensive weapons from the U.S. in any Israeli strike. That will be ensuring the delivery of humanitarian aid are essential and that Biden needs to impress that on Israel. His campaign says former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin soon, with the latest Marquette Law School poll showing Trump essentially neck and neck with President Joe Biden among likely voters in Wisconsin. He'll be in Waukesha on May 1st. The stop will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since April 2nd, when he was in Green Bay. Prior to that, he hadn't been in Wisconsin since a rally in August of 2022. Trump is currently on trial in New York. The presiding judge uses Wednesdays to attend other classes and cases, which would allow for Trump's visit to Waukesha next Wednesday. Mike Gallagher's career in Congress is officially over. Gallagher announced a month ago he planned to resign April 19th, but put that off as the House scheduled a weekend vote to approve a $95 billion war funding package, including more than $60 billion for Ukraine. In a letter to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, the Green Bay area Republican said he was signing effective 4 p.m. on Wednesday, and the former U.S. Marine signed off with Semper Fi. There won't be a special election to fill the remainder of the Gallagher term because his departure occurred after the second Tuesday in April. So far, State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere, former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, and DePere businessman Tony Wide have announced they plan to run for the Republican nomination. One vehicle rollover resulted in a fatality. On Tuesday afternoon around 2:25, Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover on County Highway B east of West Road. Wilbert E. Post, 93 of Potosi, was traveling east on County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway and traveled onto the right shoulder. Post overcorrected, crossed the pavement and into the left ditch where the vehicle rolled multiple times. Post was trapped inside the vehicle, was extricated by the Potosi JAWS unit. The Potosi Rescue Squad transported Post to the Lancaster Airport where they met MedFlight and was transported to UW-Madison. The sheriff's office was later notified Wilbert Post did not survive the crash. Riverdale senior Riley Wanick has been recognized with a School Forest Award by the LEAF program for his contributions to the Riverdale School Forest Program. Wisconsin's School Forest Program was created 96 years ago to allow schools to own property for forestry programs. The primary focus was to engage students in replanting our forests. Since those early days, the program has grown and evolved due to the efforts of many individuals and organizations. Riley has helped to maintain and manage trails at the Riverdale School Farm and Forest over the last 3 years. The 147-acre property boasts over 100 acres of forest as well as 44 tillable acres and a newly built learning center. This property, donated to the district in 1962, has seen a lot of changes these past 3 years with Riley as Riverdale's FFA school forest manager. As needs for trails and locations increased, Riley created signs in his technical education class and implemented them as a part of his student service course. This made trails more accessible to the district and staff. He also assisted in developing maps of the area and also trail names, lengths, and locations to later post at the Learning Center for students and visitors to use. In 2021, he helped select a new trail site as well as mark and clear an area past the new Jack Meister Agricultural Center. The award will be presented to Riley Wanick at the FFA Annual Awards and Banquet on May 8th. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. U.S. News and World Report says UW-Madison is number 35 in the nation, but the Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. International, UW's ranking has fallen to as low as 102nd. Authors of the UW's internal study say the UW-Madison is slipping as a top research university and gets fewer federal research grants as a result. With the warmer spring weather, more outdoor activities are taking place. Some choose to bike to save money and stay healthy. Remember, being visible on a bike and taking responsibility for yourself are important safety tips. Tracy Fluke, a bicycling expert, says,
you know, one of the things bicyclists need to remember is you always ride with traffic. Pedestrians on the sidewalk, or if they're walking on the road, they need to walk against traffic. It's much safer for them. Always wear bright clothes, carry lights, you know, have lights on your bike. Take some responsibility for yourself.
The Wisconsin DOT says that bicyclists must obey the rules of the road. They are considered equal to other vehicles on any Wisconsin road. Gunderson Boscobel Area Clinics will be hosting a special event for children. Following a hiatus caused by the pandemic, Natalie Tollefson is the manager of business operations and foundation director for Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics.
After a 3-year COVID hiatus, we are finally bringing back our teddy bear clinic, and it will be held on Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 11:30 right here at the hospital. Kiddos can either bring their own stuffed animal or we will have free teddy bears available. So kids will get a teddy bear when they arrive while supplies last. And then they will go station to station with their teddy bear from x-ray to casting. So maybe their teddy bear, you know, got hurt and needs to have their broken bone casted, to primary care where their teddy bear can get weighed and measured and they get to look in their ears and throat and all that fun stuff.
Tollefson says it's a great way to expose children to health care in a fun setting.
Kind of takes that fear out of going to the doctor if they ever need it down the road for an x-ray or going to the lab. You know, they get to see a needle go into an orange and just things like that. So it's a real kid-friendly event. And kind of gives them that behind-the-scenes look at healthcare, too, and they get to see x-rays up on a screen. And
the Teddy Bear Clinic and Bike Rodeo will be held at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital this Saturday from 9 until 11:30. The event is free of charge.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The forecast for today calls for highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy and quiet, southeast winds around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy, a low of 39, southeast winds at 10 to 15. Friday, cloudy with blustery winds, rain likely by late morning, scattered thunderstorms as well, a high of 60. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms and breezy, a low of 50. Saturday, 75, spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, and then more widespread rain expected overnight Saturday night into Sunday. In Richland Center, yesterday we were at 57 degrees. 40 was the midnight mark, and right now we're at our overnight low with some sunshine. It's 34 degrees.
Don't miss out on the Hill Point Fire Department's annual Smelt Feed. Join us this Saturday, May 4th, at the Hill Point VFW Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious smelt while supplies last. Tickets available at the door for just $15 each. Your support means the world to us.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the busy high school sports schedule. And big news on the Wisconsin high school sports scene from yesterday. The Brewers picked up a win.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The member schools of the WIAA passed two amendments, defeated a much-deliberated name, image, likeness proposal, and conducted other membership business. Yesterday, the membership voted 170 to 219 to reject the proposed NIL language that would have allowed student-athletes to engage in promotion and revenue opportunities and activities not associated or identified with their school team, school, conference, or the WIAA, which included a number of prohibited NIL activities. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser indicated the failed vote does not end the discussions on NIL. We will continue this conversation with our membership in response to the trend across the nation, with other high school associations allowing some opportunities for name, image, and likeness, she said. The annual meeting vote is evidence of the ownership the membership has in the democratic process. The two amendments that passed by the members affect the membership's bylaws. The first allows schools to use their resources and coaches to conduct developmental programming during the school year, but outside the designated sports season for students in eighth grade or below, which remains prohibited for students in grades 9 through 12. The second bylaw amendment permits member schools to submit one unedited video clip for review by the executive staff if a school believes the wrong player has been identified in an ejection, and to assist in identifying the correct student-athlete to serve the ejection suspension. The amendment passed by a 387-1 vote. On the high school scoreboard and schedule today, there's track action at Cuba City. Riverdale will be involved in that. Also, Riverdale will be home against Southwestern in softball this afternoon. We'll have the call of that game today on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center's track team will be at Dodge Point this afternoon. River Valley will be there as well for a multiple school meet. The Richland Center baseball team is at Dodgeville for baseball action. Softball, Richland Center is home against Westby, and the Richland Center soccer team will be at Wisconsin Heights. River Valley will be involved in action today in baseball. They'll be at Prairie du Chien. Galena is at River Valley in area soccer. There's also a golf match for Southwest Conference teams at Dodge Point this afternoon. Weston baseball hosting Seneca. Kickapoo is taking on DeSoto in Stoddard this afternoon. Plus, Ithaca Weston and Kickapoo among the track teams at the Royal Invitational. And Ithaca and also Lafarge will play a doubleheader today in Ridge and Valley baseball and softball. The Brewers were able to capitalize on errors by the Pirates while grabbing a 3-2 road win Wednesday. Milwaukee scored three times in the second inning, taking advantage of an error, two walks, two hit batters, and a run-scoring single by catcher William Contreras. Brian Hudson got the win in relief. Contreras had three hits, and Sal Frelick added two. The teams wrap up the four-game set this afternoon with ace Freddie Peralta going to the hill for manager Pat Murphy. Also, the Cubs were winners against Houston, 4-3. St. Louis topped Arizona. Final score was 5-1. Minnesota over the White Sox, 6-3. The year-end banquet was held for the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team last night. Prior to the event, Coach Greg Gard talked about the recent departure of players and players across the Big Ten, and he says he's not faulting the recent players for leaving.
If anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or gals that you could go triple your income by taking a different job, you'd do it in a heartbeat. Did we all not want to see them go? Yeah, of course. But I understand the landscape we're in. I would tell my kid probably to do the same thing if I was in that position, because the earning power window is really small. And when they have those type of opportunities in front of them, that's hard to say no to.
Coach Greg Gard of the Wisconsin Badgers. Maybe Bobby Portis will take out his frustration on the Pacers in Game 3 of the NBA playoff series. For the second season in a row, Portis has finished third in the competition for the 2024 NBA Sixth Man of the Year. Naz Reid of the Minnesota Timberwolves grabbed the award that Portis says he's been thinking about since he wore a Bulls uniform 6 years ago. He had a righteous claim this time after averaging 13.8 points, 7.4 rebounds per game, hitting almost 51% of his shots and just under 41% of his three-pointers. In the NBA playoffs last night, it was Miami over Boston, 111-101. Oklahoma City beat New Orleans, 124-92. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? the pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCR.
the fence post here. We put in the ground, ran the barbed wire, and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we bailed. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell. This is my day. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
Justin Moore on WRCO. We hope you're having a great day. A little sunshine. That's doing us all right. Hank Bray has wallered in. Our staff, crack staff, is assembling for today.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
When the world ends, there will be nothing to save you.
Well, hold on.
No hope, no refuge.
That's not exactly right. Wick Buildings Lumber is 45% stronger.
Nothing will withstand your demise.
Our wood grip screws and 29-gauge steel are doing well over there.
Nothing will save you.
I don't want to tell you you're doing your job wrong, but it looks like my Wick Building is doing okay. Hey, guys! Check out that building over there.
Hey, get that building! Yeah, hurry!
No.
Sorry, buddy. Wick buildings are built to last.
Oh, fine.
When the world ends, there will be only one building that can save you. Wick buildings. Immeasurable strength.
Exceptional value.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
100.9 WRCO. Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Some food.